you know, just the point that God is good and in a good mood is a huge hurdle for a lot of folks. And so your whole theology gets just rocked that God isn't blowing up cities at random because he didn't get his Prozac today. You know, God is in a good mood, and God is good and in a good mood, that nothing is impossible, ever, is another, you know, another piece of, oh, how do you stay in there with that? All these theological changes that are happening in the church are, they're creating a new culture. That's really what phase one's about. But now you have folks who've been trained in another theology who have armor on to deal with that other theology, who are now being introduced to this place of intimacy and love and safety and significance and power. And that armor causes problems over here. So how do we help the people make the transition into a new theology and a new church culture? Well, that's where transformation phase two comes in. And we have been teaching our Sozo, our Trees of Life, our Shabar, and counseling stuff. But all of those have now spun off into their own individual schools. So now I have a Sozo basic training and a Sozo advanced training and a Trees of Life training and a Shabar training and love after marriage training, and you have all these different things that we're doing. And so our phase two is starting to feel a little redundant and obsolete. So we're retooling it this year, and really what we're hearing a lot about is how do we create a transformation center, a counseling center in our facility, in our environment? What did you do? From the paperwork to the training to the how does the receptionist answer the phone to collecting money? You know, there's just how do we do this? And so really phase two is going to be more along the lines of that, so...